You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need serial killers to call the show.
Nope. That's okay. Actually not what we're asking for.
We're not?
Not quite.
No.
But what if we are a little?
I thought that we were saying if someone you know does something weird that's kind of serial killer.
It can be, or it can be you. You can say that. Yeah. Like, I think I'm a serial killer because I believe this is an okay behavior.
Okay.
Like, I find... there are certain foods that you have to eat a certain way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know a person, they shall remain nameless, that eats, it's nobody in this room, but when you get a Kit Kat.
Oh my gosh, I knew you were going to say that.
When you get a Kit Kat, what do you do?
You eat it in the layers.
You go, you eat, break
it,
off a piece.
You eat it in the layers. Yes. Yes.
You go, and then you eat it.
Yes.
I know a person who unwraps a Kit Kat and goes.
Is.
And like eats a bite. Like eats a bite of like, so then you've bitten through layers 1, 2 and a tiny little bit of 3. Like,
oh, I hate
what, like,
that.
What, you're a serial killer.
Because like, what I do is I, and then.
Do you do the sides first?
I eat, yes. You eat the sides off.
And then you, go, you might be a serial killer.
No, two of us worse. In the room do it.
Yeah. That's worse.
And then you flip it and you bite that little chocolate layer and then you bite the wafer layer.
And then you split the wafers apart.
Oh my gosh.
I do eat the cookie off the bottom of a Twix first. And then I make a Rolo.
That is weird.
Okay. Said the girl who just mimed corn on the cobbing a Kit Kat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what do you have to disassemble it for? I don't understand.
It's just fun. Same with like eating a peanut butter cup.
You know you have to snap it. It's, yeah. It's in the song.
But a peanut butter cup, you eat around the outside.
Okay. And then
you
the guys, top and the bottom.
We're only going to get phone calls about how
the
you eat candy bar.
The bottom? Yeah, are so you okay?
So then it's just the peanut butter left.
Oh,
and that's
boy.
The last.
Okay.
Can we, does anybody, I have another one that's food related, but I'm on the wrong side of this one.
Ooh, let's hear
it.
So you're the cereal killer?
I don't. Where I just, it just came to me when I was saying it, you got to break a Kit Kat, but I don't think string cheese has to be eaten that way. I don't think you
just
have
go,
to.
How?
Yeah, you can do, like, sometimes I just want, like, when I take string cheese and I'm skiing, like, I don't want to sit there with my gloves on and be like,
yeah, Arr. I mean,
you
know, that's
just like,
fair.
Argh. You're just like, ah, you just get after it. It's like, and it's but the Kit Kat model you're
why
supposed
the
to.
String cheese?
Huh?
pick a different kind of cheese.
No, get the cheese, round baby bell cheese.
Yeah.
But string cheese just fits perfectly in like your ski jacket or whatever, and you just get it out on the lift and you're just like, but nobody's got time to like peel. Oh, and I remember the horrified look. I'm on a lift at Keystone and the person next to me was just like, it was like watching somebody eat a Kit Kat the wrong way. They were like, are you just, like, you're just raw dogging that string cheese? You're just like, just like.
I would try to get the poles of the string cheese as thin as possible.
Okay, that's.
Okay. Again, the disassembling with the food.
Can I just say this? We want phone calls on moments, things that people do that make them look like a serial killer.
Right.
But I would like them to not all be food related.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody in the room have one that's not?
Yeah.
Okay,
Karen,
what is
go
it?
First. She's more.
So you guys know I go to a lot of concerts. One of the big perks of the job. Every single concert I go to, I have studied the set list. I have screenshots. I have listened order at least a week in advance.
Yes.
That's, you don't want to be surprised?
No, I want to know everything.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I want to go to the show and go, I have, and she sits there and is like,
I have seen videos of them at a city before, so I know what they're going to do, what to
That's
what
serial
to film.
Killer. That's crazy.
It's the being prepared.
Only time
prepared
I have.
Prepared for a surprise?
The only time I've done something like that is with the Eras Tour, because there was no, like, avoiding it if you were on TikTok. Sometimes I look at the encore so I know when to leave.
Oh my
That's
God,
it. But I'm not studying. I don't want to know if Niall Horan's going to play my favorite deep cut.
She
Niall,
does.
If you want a tour again.
And she listens to, she really does, on her way to the show.
Really,
so she's heard the concert already that day.
So who needs to stay for
that's
it?
What
exactly.
I'm saying.
That's what people would do if you're not going.
Yeah.
Right.
Or do you,
you're a serial killer.
I love doing that.
I'm going to throw you some string cheese and see what you do. all right. So if you do or you want to rat out a serial killer behavior, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I'm a big sit outside guy. Love a good deck, good patio. Love sitting outside. But you ever be at someone's house and like, hey, well, let's go sit on the deck. And then they just have their socks on. And they go outside on concrete.
What are you talking
wearing
about?
Wearing socks.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, serial
Someone
killer.
Does that?
Yeah, serial killer. I just saw
them in to an FBI profiler
Oh my
immediately.
Gosh. I thought we were going to go at
what?
It.
I guess
you
you're
put no. shoes on or you go barefoot.
Yes,
outside
yes.
is not a sock-only area. You
on the,
psychopath.
On the porch, on the deck, sure.
Yeah, no.
No, you're ruining your
this.
Socks. You're not touching the earth.
I wouldn't go what in the garage with wearing socks.
I would argue I am outside in just socks more often than barefoot.
I don't even know
Actually,
you.
Actually, I know
I honestly
for
don't
a
think I know
fact.
You anymore.
What?
I Why?
I gotta
How?
Protect my toesies. Argue with that.
Okay, touche.
Put shoes on then.
I don't have time.
Or just be barefoot. Yeah, if you're out. If
because
you're
you walk out.
But I already got toesies.
My socks
okay,
on.
Wait. What if there's water? Like now you have a wet sock. What?
Okay, then when I get.
Who can live with a wet sock? What are you doing? You're running this risk that is so unnecessary. It makes me hurt.
Okay. Well, when I get inside, then if I stepped in water, I will take the sock off.
Yeah.
Why don't you just but take would it off you, before so, you win? Why don't you take it off before you win?
You would come home, take your shoe off, go walk around in the backyard with your socks, and then if you had to run somewhere, would you just put your shoes right back on? On those old, dirty, dingy?
That's thank not you, a common you, issue.
Which
but
you
yes,
just,
probably. Because I usually would leave my socks on, and then if like Swanson's got to go out and I don't have time to grab shoes and I'm just trying to get him out, then I go out in my socks, and then yeah, I'd leave.
That is the craziest thing. Like, Kit Kat is 15th underneath what you're talking about right now. That is so serial killer. You
no,
don't
it's
walk,
not.
You don't go outside. You
no,
go outside
thank
in
you.
Everything or nothing. Period.
Really?
Not
so
halfway.
You go outside either fully clothed or nude.
No, no.
Oh, well, you said it's all or nothing.
Yeah, everything or nothing, slacker.
I know a person. Let me just run this by you. I know a person went to a Rockies game with this person.
Okay.
Got a bag of peanuts and they were like, threw the whole peanut in their mouth and were like,
and they ate the shell.
Oh yeah.
That feels like a digestive problem.
That's exactly what your sock thing feels like to me.
Yes.
It's exactly the same.
It's not, though. I'm not putting like shards into my stomach.
I don't know.
Maybe police, into my
police
feet,
are
though.
On their way. They will be talking to you because clearly you're hiding something, there's something under the floorboards.
How many dead bodies are there across the United States? Some in California, Utah, yeah. Nashville.
I don't want to step on a bug barefoot.
Yep. But you're going to squish it into your sock, you psychopath. What are we
it's
talking about?
It's just extra protection.
Okay, we need to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean you and I.
Okay. I'll see you next fall.
All right. If you want to out some sort of serial, I promise to not be this animated at all of these.
Sure.
Probably. Serial killer behaviors, 303-222-5423.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for serial killers or just weird serial killer behavior. Like, Erica does a walk around outside in socks.
And yeah, no problem with it.
At least two people on the show find that so offensive that we want to boot her off the show. Mm-hmm. And we apparently texts are...
Yeah, a text saying, socks five ever, I will die on this hill. We have a text saying, me too, Erica. We have someone else saying, damage a sock, how cheap are you guys? So... And none, by the way. Well, one text says, I don't even own a pair of socks, which, you know, I'm a little worried about that person.
Yeah. Yeah. So you admit it does damage the sock.
Yeah.
I don't. That wasn't me.
The texter does. It's no.
Before we get to the calls, there was a point where you and Aaron both shrieked about a text.
Yeah.
What is the serial killer text?
It says, I've been told I'm a serial killer because I love sleeping in jeans.
Oh.
Well, my whole body tensed up.
What? Can you imagine?
What are you to what?
I don't want to be wearing jeans right now.
Yeah.
So if they were out at the lake all day in a bikini or their shorts or whatever, they'd get home and go like,
I jeans. Guess so.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my
take a nap in jeans.
Let me slip into something a little more comfortable.
What?
My jeans.
Patrick?
Die.
Serial killer.
If I'm found unresponsive, start with my daughter. That's she takes the Oreo cookie, takes one side off, flips it back and eats it.
She does what with it?
She takes one side of the Oreo, takes it off, flips it over, and puts it back, and then we'll eat it.
Huh.
And so she doesn't want that texture. She wants the smooth cookie on the top.
And I tell her, you know, sweetie, they make it like that for a reason. And she looks you dead in the face and say, they're wrong.
Do they make it like that for a reason?
Wait, what would that reason be?
I don't know.
To soak up the milk?
I think the reason would be like for the logo.
Pretty sure Jeffrey Dahmer did the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay.
I'm not gonna lie. I would hospitalize your daughter. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll take the cookie off, but that's because I'm eating the cookie part because the cream's my favorite. Yeah. So it's like that delayed gratification. But
that's what I do.
But you put it back the other way.
You're like making a custom Oreo.
Yeah. On both?
She flipped it.
Both. You can't flip. You can't flip the second one because it's not. That thing will only come off of one side.
One side.
Yeah. She only flips the one.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. So which lip does she give the flat one to? Is that a top lip or a bottom lip?
The flat side goes down on her tongue.
Okay, flat side goes down on the tongue.
So it's totally I get it.
Yeah, it's a texture thing. Thank you. Because I did see a text or something. It was like when we started this, somebody eats their toast butter side down. So you like pick it up and then like go,
That's
so the butter,
insane to me.
Mm. I don't want it dripping down me.
No. I know, but also you're getting the butter straight to the tongue.
A lot of butter.
There's something I remember eating the cinnamon brown sugar toast and turning it upside down because then it just directly, the cinnamon
like
hits
your
tongue.
You get a hit.
Oh.
It's not, it's crazy if you see it, but if you're alone in a room, maybe do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Danielle?
Yay.
Serial killer talk. What's your behavior?
It's my neighbor, and he walks his black cat at all hours of the night in the middle of the road and, like, plays defense like a basketball player guarding him from vehicles.
So is a cat on a leash?
Unleashed?
In my driveway. No, he just lets him roam.
What?
It sounds like he's asking for the cat.
Pull into my driveway, and the cat is under my car, and he yells at me for pulling into my driveway. And he's very creepy.
You might need to move.
Yeah.
I was thinking like he's a good cat owner, you know?
No.
To walk your cat? If you have an outside cat, you just let him be an outside cat.
No.
You don't go with him.
My sister-in-law, I love her dearly. They have a stroller for their two hairless cats.
Okay.
They're hairless, I know. And it's a black
which is
cat.
The first problem.
Yeah. Yes. And there's two of them.
Yep.
And they go in a stroller.
Yeah, no,
they
didn't
learn from their first mistake.
Guinevere and Percival.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Thank you for the call. Real quick, what was the one about the dad and the...
I have another one I should read. The dad one was, my dad used to always change into pajamas right when he got home from work.
Yeah.
I see no problem with this.
That's psychotic. A woman, a girl can do it. A woman can do it. Something about a guy coming home and putting on pajamas. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't like the idea of like him wearing like a matching set?
No. Yeah. I didn't know.
What if it's like gray sweatpants and an oversized shirt?
No.
You want him to just be uncomfortable all day?
You want him to just, nap in jeans?
Dad's got to be ready. Dad's got to be ready for something. Like he
and
can't come
ready
in
his PJs.
No. Would your father have done? No way. No way.
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh. My dad wore clothes till the second he went to bed in his tidy whities. And when crap hit the fan, he came out in those tidy whities. Yeah. And if you were the most hardened criminal, you dropped it and you ran.
Yeah.
Because there's a crazy man whose skin is as white as his underwear. Gosh,
that sounds like my dad to this day.
Okay.
One last text. When at Home Depot or Lowe's, I can't help myself from going to the appliance section, looking at large freezers, and wondering how many bodies I could fit in it.
Okay, that's maybe too.
So I'm
going to
report this number.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.